With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Along with food aid, the ongoing government shutdown is impacting air travel, raising serious concerns as the travel-heavy holidays approach.
Vice President J.D. Vance has warned of a potential holiday meltdown if a government shutdown stretches into the busy Thanksgiving holiday travel season. Vance had a White House meeting with the CEOs of the major airlines, unions, and other aviation industry officials who are concerned that a continued shutdown into late November could lead to more employee absences, longer turmoil at airports, flight delays, and cancellation.
Correspondent Bill Alexander, President Trump is urging the Senate to scrap the filibuster so Republicans can bypass the Democrats and reopen the government. A sudden deluge, a downpour that dumped several inches of rain in less than a half hour, unleashed flash flooding across parts of the New York metropolitan area yesterday, blamed for two deaths in the flooded basements of New York City. The storm toppled trees, brought down power lines, snarled mass transit, and wreaked havoc at the airports. Devastated by Hurricane Melissa, Jamaica taking its first steps down the long road to recovery.
There are parts of the country that have been without water for several days, and food is growing increasingly scarce. In more positive news, aid supplies are beginning to come in more rapidly, with the airport in the capital Kingston largely back to normal. Smaller regional airports, however, remain only partly operational, and some are located near to where the humanitarian assistance is most needed. As such, aid agencies and the military are bringing in the urgently needed supplies from Kingston via road, many of which remain unpassable in places.
The BBC's Will Grant, the storm blamed for at least 19 deaths on Jamaica. Wall Street, Dow futures up 38 points, NASDAQ futures ahead 313. This is SRN News. Christian relief groups are in the Caribbean.
Hurricane Melissa lashed Haiti and Jamaica this week, leaving dozens dead and a wide path of destruction. World Relief, Operation Blessing, and Samaritan's Purse are amongst the faith-based ministries responding to the disaster with food and other emergency supplies. Cuba has also been hard hit, and despite its hostility toward Christians, a Southern Baptist relief group is shipping in generators and other necessities as people begin the recovery process. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Alaska Supreme Court is weighing a case that's expected to determine who can provide abortions in the state. The court heard arguments this week in a 2019 case challenging the constitutionality of a law that states only a doctor licensed by the state medical board can perform an abortion in Alaska. The statute, dating to the 1970s, was struck down as unconstitutional by a superior court judge that was struck down last year. This is SRN News. This story lends a whole new meaning to the phrase, have a seat.
Spanish police have arrested seven people suspected of stealing 1,100 chairs from outdoor seating areas at bars and restaurants in Madrid over a two-month time frame. Now, authorities estimate the stolen property worth nearly $70,000, the suspects facing charges of theft and belonging to a criminal organization. They allegedly sold the chairs in Spain, Morocco, and Romania. Jason Walker reporting.
Silicon Valley chipmaker NVIDIA planning to supply its graphics processing units or projects with the South Korean business community and the government to advance the country's AI infrastructure. The government and companies announced the plan after South Korea's president met today with NVIDIA's chief executive. More details at SRNNews.com.